RPG MP3 and the Strand Gamers present Reverse Run Red, the second book in the Kingmaker Adventure Pack by Paizo Publishing.
Be it so known that the bearers of this charter, having delivered the northern reaches of the Greenbelt from the scourge of banditry, having provided detailed maps of the lay of the land, and having done no small amount of work in the exploration of said land, and culling the hostile monsters and indigenous peasants, are hereby granted the right to rule. The nature and laws of rule are theirs to define, and the well-being of this new nation is theirs to protect. So witness, under the watchful eye of the Lordship of Reste, and by the authority granted by Lord Momoski Sortova, co-regent of the Dragon's Tales Room.
Hey, we're on. It's Kingmaker Session 12, I think?
Something like that.
When we last left our heroes, they had just scolded Chief Sootscale for having his kobolds attack people who were not actually loggers.
Oh, I forgot about that. Hooray.
And they were going to go tattle on him to Baron Thelondi.
Yep.
This is like herding chickens. Or cats. Yes, I can get the metaphor right for the second try.
Yeah, not your chickens are that hard to herd. Well, I think if you just run the whole run directly opposite you. But I don't know, I haven't really tried herding chickens.
Well, hopefully it will be like herding chickens then, in our hypothetical world.
Also, they're pretty easy to just pick up and do whatever you want.
Yes, but in Zelda, they're quite deadly.
This herding cat thing just made me think of when, in, I think it was England, they just let loose like hundreds of cats in an IKEA at the middle of the night.
Okay, we get off topic really fast. So, is it Milansi then?
Yes. I'm on my way.
Okay.
You ride out to Milansi's view. Some new trees are there.
Yay. We did something useful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that down in our list of crowning achievements.
Things we've done that are good. Replace trees.
Where are my pens? Yeah, they're on the dining
table.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I wonder which list is bigger. The list of things that we've done that are good and helpful, or the list of things that we've done that are bad. Oh,
I haven't kept a list of things that are bad.
Well, you probably should.
But are they bad and helpful, or bad and not helpful?
Right now I have two chronic achievements, and both of them are related to making the Fae happy, because that seems really hard.
Well, yes, after we cut one of them in half during our first encounter with it. You know. They might
they attacked first.
They didn't really... I mean, I guess an arrow bounced off of his armor that one time.
That's still an attack.
Yeah, they did attack us first, or at least, you know, gave up the tentacle.
Yeah, but I mean, then you just cut it in half.
Yeah.
It went from a tiny little arrow to cutting things in half. It's kind of a... Well,
that arrow could have been poison.
Nah, probably.
Yeah, it still can't get away from that.
Jacob's sword could have still been poison.
Only if you snuck up and poisoned it in the middle of the night.
Hmm. Yes, but it could have
poisoned then.
Maybe? I don't know. I don't think so. It was very early on. That was like our second or third session.
Yeah, Malanzi's sentence should have been that everyone attend compulsory interpersonal communication seminars. How to express yourself without poisoned arrows.
Or cutting people in half.
Yes. And now we could have the kobolds join. They definitely need interpersonal communication skills.
Well,
what's the map that he wants to be?
How far away from, are we from leveling?
I don't know. We have like 11,000 some experience, which puts us at 11,180, and we level who knows what, so a bunch.
One of my D10s has gone missing, and this game cannot proceed until I
have it.
Okay, we need 15,000.
Oh,
and the parents are the supreme masters of StarCraft.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, can't really argue that.
They have the best tier 1 unit.
Yeah.
It's range, it can attack air.
It can die to roaches, melt completely.
Yes.
Yep.
That's yep. Only if they create, you know, just marines. Like
but
this.
Stop playing with my dice.
Yeah, if they put in Marauder, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
The combo of marines and marauders is just unkillable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it shouldn't be unkillable.
Yeah, zealots and stalkers can take it, but roaches and zerglings, I don't think fare as well.
Zealots and stalkers would have a tough time of it, I think.
Well, I think that's the point, but marines and marauders would also have a tough time against zealots and stalkers.
Right.
Well, really, a zerg, to take it on, you need roaches, zerglings, and banelings. But if they're any good at micro, they're gonna kill the Baneling before they can do anything.
That's why you have the Baneling flying.
You have to have the Banelings to bury everywhere for the spot for them to step and then blow up.
Oh, yep. Catalyst is supposed to be coming out soon.
What is?
Catalyst. Oh, some WoW thing that no one cares about.
Yeah, who the fuck cares about WoW?
Most of them are Chinese.
What's your basis for thinking this, then?
Actually, most of them are.
Really?
Like, 6 million of them, at least. I think they only have about 3 million people in are in North America.
Citation needed.
Okay, fine.
Well, account demographics.
We got off topic really fast.
They were talking about StarCraft, and I don't care about StarCraft. So then I changed the subject.
To some other Blizzard game.
Yep.
Yes. Blizzard is the only choice.
Yes, Blizzard or Blizzard.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a brown cat that will be quiet.
Are we still not playing yet?
I've been forced to roll a different D10, but now my 10's place and my 1's place D10s don't match.
Uh-oh.
It sickens me. Right,
yeah. And you're going to take it out on us.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin might actually be right, or at least he might have been in 2006.
I doubt it's shifted a hell of a lot since then.
I don't know. So are we all set in the D10 department now?
No, in 2006, 5 million paid accounts have been active. Not far active right now.
Hmm.
This is going to be... Yeah. If we're going by pure sales, let's say here's a 2009 where 8.6 million copies were sold in the U.S.
Does it give a comparison figure for other countries?
I don't know. Well, see, I'm one of those people that count as a sale but do not play the game.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about active subscribers. 11 million active subscribers.
And it was kind of hard to count the Asian ones because they do it differently, and you know that.
Yes, but the way they count active subscribers with China is have logged in within the last 30 days.
Okay.
Instant, be quiet.
Most of the results for World of Warcraft demographics give class breakdowns.
Yeah,
like
subscription demographics or subscriptions globally. Anyway, because you got to have something like counters on the way to Melanzi's.
We what on the way to Melanzi's?
Do not have random encounters. That's broadcast by shitty, not matching percentile dice.
I like these dice. Great.
Tickets Melanzi's. 10 shambling mounds come out of the pools.
Yeah.
Okay, when you approach the pool, you see her face sort of peek out and look at you as she internally deliberates whether she actually wants to come out and talk to you.
Wow. Our Baron does not like us.
Well, you represent work.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you're not coming by to just to chat. You're here to maybe do something.
Yeah, I think our... I think our Baroness is actually just a lazy, stuck-up bitch.
Well, she is a fae.
Yeah, and she is a Baroness.
Yeah.
Okay, she swims over to the shore. Yes?
Hello, Melanzi.
Hello.
How are you this fine day?
I'm a little curious what you came out all this way for.
Well, we wish to discuss with you the, attack recently on a band of gnomes that were coming out to this area.
Okay.
Apparently, the kobolds mistook them for loggers and were trying to kill them.
Okay.
And
they weren't loggers then?
They were not.
Okay.
We managed to stop them, so no lives were lost unnecessarily.
That's good.
Yeah.
The problem is that they didn't really check to see if they were loggers or not. They just attacked. They just saw them and said, oh, those must be loggers, and attacked. Which is unacceptable.
Yes, I agree.
And we tried talking to Subscale, and he said that unless the order comes from you, he's not going to do anything.
Okay. Well, I will ensure that he directs his men better in the future.
Yes. If possible, would you... please convey all orders which come under my purview through me rather than getting the royal assassin to do my job for me.
You were out at the time, I don't know, trekking around in the woods as you did. But yes, we are... of course, making an effort to enforce our laws to the best of our ability, which includes the halting of illegal logging.
Yes, if you wish loggers to be forcefully driven out on site, I will comply with your command. It is simply that allowing the kobolds overly free rein to interpret your directives seems to lead to chaos.
Yes, perhaps I overestimated their competence. I should rely on the four of you more often.
We would actually appreciate that.
I'm a treasurer!
Yeah, that's right. We'll get you a desk.
How are the funds for my villa coming?
Not very well.
There's funds for a villa?
Yes, we seem to be using them all for other sorts of housing and roads and farms. It's very unfortunate.
What percentage of the required resources do we have right now?
A total of 0%.
That can't be right. We're broke?
No, we're not broke.
No, there's just no funds going toward the villa.
Well, we must address that.
We don't have the funds to go to the villa.
What percentage of our stockpile did we spend in the last month? And how much did we take in?
I mean, consult my notes.
There is a cat laying on my back.
Break out the ledgers.
Okay, let's see. The noble villa costs 24. I'm pretty sure we have 30-something.
34.
So we technically have enough, but...
Excellent!
No, we don't have enough if we want to actually have more build points later by keeping our people happy.
Yeah, but isn't our income enough to build the housing, the maximum amount of housing anyway?
But if we perceive ourselves of having no money, no funds, then there will be plenty of unrest.
But the very act of building a villa shows that we're flush with cash.
Yes, but then there's the fact that we're building a villa and not houses.
I was going to say, we can show that we're flush with cash.
But we can't.
We don't have enough houses yet.
Melanti has submerged herself in the middle of this conversation.
Look, we don't have nearly enough wizard's towers, okay?
I actually kind of agree with that.
We don't need more wizard's towers right now.
Maybe
in the future we can have a wizard's tower or two or five, whatever.
Just saying there's not nearly enough.
We need more of everything.
Right now, we need more ways to produce food and housing for our people.
We're already building housing as fast as we can. Anyway, our ruler, who I was hoping to impress with the villa fund allocation, has left, so I'm out of this conversation now.
You do not have the funds to put aside for a villa.
Okay.
Sounds like we're done here.
Yeah.
Let's wait a few months and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's,
Yeah, so are we exploring or entering a new build phase now? We're running more errands.
Let's enter a new build phase. We haven't done enough of those, I don't think.
Okay, build phase time.
Okay.
Let's do the work our Baron does not want to.
Which is very delightful.
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to roll me a stability check?
Who's peer viewed would that be?
Probably overall kingdom, so I guess Melanzi.
Yes.
She rolls from her pool. However, since it is a PC thing, I will roll that.
Yes, then we can blame you personally if it goes wrong.
Exactly. Not just, you know, vicariously, since I died and left Malonzi in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, wait, yeah, that's where you died.
I can't really blame you for putting Malonzi in charge. You can blame you for dying, but...
Yeah.
Malonzi anyway, is totally at fault.
Yes. Actually, I think that was the Scythe tree's fault.
Actually, it was Malonzi's, because she's like, oh, my trees! Get this dryad to help you! This dryad's like, oh, Scythe tree!
This whole thing is just a circuitous plot to get into power.
I did roll a natural 20.
Okay.
Hopefully we're fine.
Yeah, you're very stable. People are happy in general.
Oh, good. Except they still want more houses.
Yeah, well, you're getting there, really.
Huh.
Except we're not building a stupid villa.
Yes, maybe next build phase we can build a villa.
No.
Well, remember, it only costs 22.
Because of the liar?
Yep, because that liar. That we had the wonderful foresight.
Okay, consumption. Your consumption right now is 4. So you pay 4 build points, upkeeping your kingdom.
Okay.
You don't have any rest, you don't have any vacant leadership roles. Would you guys like to claim any more areas?
Would we?
No.
Why not?
How fast do we want to expand? I suppose would be the best.
As fast as possible.
Alright.
Yeah, I think we should just keep claiming 1 hex each phase until we have that 3 hex radius.
Yeah. Okay. So, F4. It's a nice one, look at it.
Yes, the fang varies.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, it costs you 1 build point.
Okay.
You've already gone in and cleared out all the danger and explored it, so no problem there. What size goes up? Control VC goes up. Consumption goes up.
Yes, but so does our population.
Yes. But, you know, the more land you have, the harder it is to... the more it costs to upkeep and control.
Yeah. Yes, yes, makes sense.
We already have...
Yeah. That's cool.
Yay, things we didn't know about our own country.
Yeah, I mean, you're building a country, so...
Actually, yeah, we did know about the patrols. We know there are kobold patrols, aimless and perfectly armless civilians.
Yes.
Presumably, during the 1 week of work you guys do a month,
hey, we do 3 weeks of work a month. And 1 week of gallivanting about the landscape.
Yeah.
If you guys are pirate people and doing your actual jobs. Okay, next. Establish and improve cities. You want to establish any new cities?
Nah.
Okay. Would you like to buy any new buildings?
A house and something else.
Like a mill.
A villa, perhaps?
No.
How about a mill?
We could double house.
Or we could build a mill.
A mill might be nice.
What can a mill do? Okay, it must be next to a water border.
Yep, you have one of those.
Yep.
But it's a lake. There's no flowing water there. We'll have to dig a canal from the
river. It won't.
Yes, but
no. It just says next to water border.
Just but it doesn't make any sense.
Ooh, it says dog can't play basketball.
See?
But it's going to have an awful lot of penalties if it tries. Seeing as it can't dribble all that well.
Unless it can. If it can dribble just fine.
Maybe we should just put wind in front of that mill and call it a windmill.
Okay, that works for me. It has to be on a water border because that's the way the grains shift.
The water border has the best breeze.
Okay, we've rationalized this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that costing you 5 build points in total?
No, it's 1.
Okay. You have mill and more houses, and really, at this point, most of the population that wants to live in the city has a house. Even you guys, if you want one, or each have a house.
Yes, I would love to have a house.
I'd like a house.
I don't need one.
Yeah, houses would be nice.
Yeah.
I spend all my time wandering.
I mean, there are people,
anyway.
There are people who want to be in different neighborhoods or a little bit nicer house or what have you, but you know, everybody's pretty much living in a building now.
Oh, good.
Good.
So next step is Noble Villa and then mansions for everyone.
Or markets and things like that.
Market is lots. I think piers, maybe a brothel, a tavern.
Why a brothel?
Because people need recreation.
It's that also cheap. More like a town hall or something.
Yeah. I'd go with something productive over a brothel right now.
Okay, brothel. Tavern then.
Or an inn.
Theater. Oh,
that would be nice.
A theater.
That costs wow a lot.
Or maybe we should go something that the Fae might like and build a park.
Nah.
I don't think they'd like a park. I think they'd like the wild forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make it a national park, just the random forest.
Or even like a tradesman would be nice.
How about a library?
What, a library?
Yeah.
Oh wait, yes it
is. Yeah,
I guess that's something that I would...
Been invented.
Yes, it's a library seems to be something I would.
Or dumb.
I should want.
For that yeah, great. It seems like a market would be a good thing to have before we buy an inn and a shop, because it makes them cheaper, but the market's so expensive, I don't know if we'd be able to do that.
We would
save up for it. Anyways, did you take in the cost of the house and mill?
Yes, I did.
Or just count that'd be 5 total.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Would you guys like to build any roads?
Yes.
Yes, we'd like to continue our road probably to always.
If we do continue it, we're not building any farms. Because there won't be any hexes to build farms on.
Hey, is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah, the only issue is that farms do reduce consumption, right?
Yeah.
And that seems like a good thing.
Yeah, we should probably build more farms.
Build more farms. Come on,
we're the only ones.
I was gonna say, we all had to just think of that. Continued unit production.
Yeah, so it's either a road and a four, or continue it towards Oleg's. Continuing it towards Oleg's doesn't actually benefit us in any way, as far as I know.
It'll have to travel for Oleg's.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's been wearing continuously.
I guess we could build a road in Hex 26, also known as Path 4.
And then build farms around it, right?
You guys have a lot of roads that are not connected to anything.
Wait, do we have to build a road in G4 where our city is?
Yes.
Okay, then we should probably do that.
Yeah.
We haven't yet.
Okay.
The road just ends.
But the roads don't need to be connected to anything to build farms in that hex.
Yeah, but we should probably build a road to our city.
Okay.
But it makes a lot of sense.
D&D, it's unwise to be too concerned about how much sense something makes.
Yes.
Okay. So, where are you building roads?
G4. Let's just build a road in G4.
Okay.
Around Jacobsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Lost one build point.
Okay. Do you
guys have anywhere you can establish farmlands? Do you want here just new idiots?
I think we're good. Until things start changing drastically.
Do you want to make any deposits or withdrawals to the treasury?
No withdrawals.
No.
You're really fiercely protective of that treasury.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Treasurer. Make sure we have.
That is a 16.
Oh, while we're doing this, I am quite good at crafting wondrous items, if anyone has the money to do that.
Ooh.
Yes, let's craft a few more lyres.
Okay.
You can do that, right? Oh, they don't? Darn. I wanted, you know, a lyre-based construction industry.
Yeah.
We don't have construction workers, we just have a fleet of bars.
They're just happy to have more.
Yeah.
Hey, your economy's going well. You get 8 build points to the treasury.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
That's not nearly enough for a villa.
Oh, it isn't.
How much is a villa?
24, or 22, I guess.
Wow.
She probably going to have a super expensive one with lots of water, and it'll be like really...
That's unpleasant. Is there anything you guys want to spend this month doing in terms of crafting?
Yeah.
Anything else?
If anyone wants me to craft anything?
No. But I could make potions if people want, but.
Okay. Do we want to explore anywhere?
Well, yes, we should continue. Let's go counterclockwise around.
Yeah, I have furniture arriving imminently.
Oh.
So I'm going to be opening the door for them shortly. Please continue.
thinking so fancy with your furniture.
Yeah.
Like a mattress on the floor for 6 months after I moved to Washington.
Wow. 6 months is a long time to go without a bed.
Yeah, well, right now, I am currently sitting on a chair.
I'm also sitting
on a chair.
Lucas just set me on autopilot. I'll be back soon.
Okay.
He's bumping into a wall!
Okay.
You need to replace your wall.
With something better? Or?
I don't know, with anything. I mean, that's what you usually do, isn't it? Boss your wolf around, say, go die.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's all like, I love you. And then it dies.
Yep. It didn't die yet. It's just got more wounded. It brings them better.
And like due to the witch's hex again, all that.
Okay. He's dead to me. He still is.
Not all of us can heal anymore, huh?
Oh. I know, one of us can't.
Yeah.
I can heal my summon.
That doesn't help you all the time.
Well, his healing didn't help him before either.
Yes.
The trick is remembering to do it.
Yeah. I'm not good at that part.
So what are you guys talking about exploring?
Okay. So here are two most likely candidates. G5, or we can delve into H. Oh, sorry, G6. G5 is where our city is.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
That's G6. City.
Yes, let's. So G6 or H4.
Oh, I should give you guys some more rumors, huh?
Yes, I'm more experienced to go with it. What rumors would be nice?
Hey, so I'll be right back.
Okay, so it's like me. Trojan is probably playing the cat.
I just walked by him when I was getting a drink and I was still there every day.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got Notepad open and I'm ready to take down rumors.
Okay.
I'm delving for rumors.
The word around the city is that a brutish pill giant has been seen wandering the southern Kame lands. But given
southern,
the
what?
Kame lands, it's the southern part of the Greenbelt.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the southeastern Greenbelt. The plains area. A lot.
Ah.
But give him a wide berth or a stiff drink and he'll leave you alone.
So just carry alcohol on you at all times?
You've also heard rumors of a great wolf heard howling at the moon somewhere to the east of the city. And some of the older residents have been saying that he's a local legend called the Howl of the North Wind.
I see. And he's east of the city?
Yes.
Okay. Very well.
And in fact, without consulting the treasurer, Baroness Malanzi has gone ahead and approved a reward for anyone who slays Howl of the North Wind.
Oh, so she's going to give them money?
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
We're apparently do not have a say in this.
Let's consult our dear Baroness.
What's going on?
I don't
on?
Think it's something
she's,
you
she's approved of a reward of killing something without consulting them.
Oh, what something?
So unless it's like
a great wolf heard howling at the moon east of the city. It's called Howl of the North Wind. So, I said we'll go to G6.
Let's go to G6. I'd say assassinate our Baroness.
Or we could explore G6.
Yeah, well, these questions say shit like the kingdom approves a reward of this much. I don't know how they expect that to work when you guys are entirely in charge.
Yes.
Like, the kingdom approves a reward of this much, and then you go do it and pay yourselves.
Yeah.
A bounty of a kajillion gold for every kobold here.
Shit, we don't have a kajillion gold. Does it actually take it out of our treasury, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
So apparently our Baroness is independently wealthy?
No. Our Baroness just knows how to make money appear out of nowhere, no question.
But also, in terms of your treasury amount, it's insignificant.
Oh, okay.
It's a reward of 1,200 gold.
Yeah, that's not even one bill.
It's like a quarter of a bill in terms of your treasury.
Okay. As long as it's not like 10,000 gold. Yeah, so let's explore in G6. I like G6.
What's the G6?
G6.
Do you want
G6?
Really?
Yeah, he said autopilot.
He's on autopilot. Yeah. Yeah, he's coming. He's our tank.
So he can go perceive things.
Yeah.
And nature stuff up, even though I haven't.
So I come out with my dude again.
Oh, ugh, that thing.
When you guys are building roads around this city, would you like to build some bridges as well?
Does that cost extra?
Yes.
People can swim.
No, probably.
If we learn anything from this game and John, Nick, and I from our other game, no.
It's that we should build bridges.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we probably should build.
Okay, it costs an extra build point.
Per bridge, or just build bridges?
Per bridge. Per, basically, roads in a X with water.
No, well, we're in that place in Florida where, you know, the road continues even without the bridge.
Yeah, Florida's kind of done like that.
What?
There's places in Florida where there's just a canal in the middle of a road. Like, both sides of the road will have the same name, but one is not accessible to the other. Like, you have to go around the canal.
Wow.
Different roads.
Huh.
It's not confusing at all.
But we should at least build a road over the Shrike River. If not even the Skunk River. Alright.
Let's get some bridges.
Yeah, this costs an extra build point. Otherwise, I'm gonna make you guys all swim jacks to get to the east.
Yeah, but level, I won't care about bridges because I'll be able to fly.
Does the fly last a? Is flying this one like it was earlier, where it's like it lasts 1d6 plus this many rounds?
No, I think I have like an hour of it.
An hour?
It's only like, I think it's round or minutes for a level.
It's rounds per level.
Well, she doesn't use the fly spell, she's a fly hex.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say. I remember the fly spell being rounds per level, and then your character didn't know how many rounds it actually lasted, so you just start plummeting after who knows how many rounds.
There are a couple different flight spells. Overland Flight, which is my favorite. It is 1 hour per level,
and you fly at a speed of 40 feet, and you can hustle over long distances without taking non-lethal damage.
But can you only, like, hover slightly above the ground? Can you just keep on going up?
But it says it functions as the fly spell.
It's just a better version of fly.
Okay then.
Yeah.
What level is it?
5.
Ah, okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. What's fly, like, 3rd level?
Yes.
Anyway, so we're walking through the forest.
Actually, no. Yeah, it's foothills and grass.
Oh, so we're walking over the foothills.
Yep.
Yes. And it's actually really tall grass here. It's overgrown.
Well, we're gonna have to employ some, Mexicans today.
Kevin, that's
so much fun.
Goodbye now.
Oh, it's better than landscaping.
Look, it'd be more terrible than us, so true.
Yeah. I have my Eidolon ranging out ahead of us.
Okay, how far ahead of you?
A mile?
Really? Okay. When does it start taking damage?
Oh, okay, I think it is at like a mile or something. So less than a mile, like half a mile ahead.
Yeah,
because
if we stop suddenly,
Okay, I can use the fly spell the number of minutes per day equal to my level.
Huh. I can communicate with it over pretty much any distance.
Okay, so Eidolon is a half a mile ahead.
Yeah, scouting.
How long? What if we get attacked? Suddenly.
Well, that's what he's there for. And I can just kind of...
What if the thing just goes around him?
Yeah.
Yeah, might be what it looks like again.
Huh?
Alright.
An abomination.
Yeah, kinda. It looks... Its skin tone and texture looks kind of like a, what are those shape changers that can basically alter self at will?
Doppelgangers?
Yeah, doppelgangers. It looks kind of like a doppelganger, except it has an actual face and mouth and everything. And it's clothed. And it, moves around on all fours most of the time.
Okay. Yeah, have him roll me a perception for me.
Hey.
I'm back.
Yay.
So you are.
And I have sleeping arrangements now.
Wow.
Hooray! Okay. 26.
Okay, John, here is what you missed. You heard a rumor about a hill giant wandering the southeastern area, and Malonzi, without consulting the treasurer, has issued a reward for something else you heard about. A wolf that is a local legend called Howl of the North Wind, who is known to hunters and bandits in the past. Okay, yes, and you are out in the foothills and tall grass looking for it. And your summoner and grand diplomat, his name I forgot.
Adalric?
Well, has sent out his Eidolon about a half mile ahead to scout out.
That's pretty smart. I should have been having Arcanex do that.
Well, if your guy dies, then he's just... And if my Eidolon dies, I can just summon him again tomorrow. There's no really...
Yeah, but I can get a new animal companion in a 24-hour ritual.
Yeah, but this is your trusted friend who fought alongside for a long time.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm sending him ahead of a certain doom. Just scouting ahead is something normal. No more dangerous than if he were wandering this land on his own.
Is your Eidolon attempting to be stealthy at all?
What's the penalty on moving at normal speed while stealthy?
You check my DM screen.
If it's not ridiculous. Yeah, if it's not ridiculous, then yes, he will. Also, if the grass is that tall, when he's on all fours, it's probably kind of hard to see him.
Yeah.
Actually, how tall is the grass?
3 to 4 feet.
Hmm. Are there any herds and grazing animals about? I guess reindeer up this far north.
Yeah, you see deer and small animals, not huge numbers, actually. Actually, you think it's kind of low for such good grazing area. There's not that many animals.
Hmm, I bet the bear traps called them all.
Yeah, I'm just going to say -5. I can't find it.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Okay, what is his stealth?
-5, you said?
Yeah.
That is 23.
Okay. He hears some low growls and catches sight of what looked like a couple wolves, 2 or 3, moving through the tall grass, but they seem to be going around him.
Okay. And we're here after the hill giant? Kinda-ish.
Well, this is...
after the wolf thing.
Okay. And 2 or 3, you say?
He's not sure if it's 2 or 3. He saw 2 or 3 just sort of gray, you know, fur things move through the
more
grass and weeds.
More than one.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, hey. So he's actually not that far. He's about 100 feet from me. A little less.
That's why I asked how long before he starts dying. Because
yeah, that's at 100 feet.
Okay. Yeah. He sees these things seeming to move past him.
Do they appear to have noticed him? If they're growling, probably.
Yes.
Alright. Well, I have him wait and be non-threatening.
Okay, then I'd like the rest of you to roll me perception checks.
Yes.
I don't see anything.
15.
Let's see. 24.
Mm-hmm. I tell them that they're a wolf.
Okay. Yes. Well, you also get to roll with perception.
Oh. Because I don't see them personally.
Well, you know they're there. Or at least you know they were near your eyeball.
I'm busy reading, apparently.
Okay.
Selecting books for our library.
Yes.
Halungalum, you see 3 gray wolves growling towards you. They've gone just right past the Eidolon, just gone around it, and are heading for the lot of you.
Hmm. Do they look like they're stalking us?
Yes.
Okay, we have wolves stalking us.
Oh no! That.
Well, should we try and kill them or scare them off?
Kill them. To death.
Frighten them away?
To death.
Although, if they're stalking people,
yeah,
maybe we should just put them down.
That's true.
They shouldn't. Like, that isn't normal wolf behavior.
No, it's not.
Unless they've been compelled.
Well, they might shadow us and try to get our horses, like, when we camp. That would be normal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys riding your horses?
Yes.
This would be interesting.
Or we could call them to death.
Yeah, let's not. I'm gonna dismount.
Yes, I'm gonna dismount on hearing this.
Walk in a group with the horses in the middle.
Yeah, I guess I'll dismount as well.
Upon seeing everyone else get ready to fight, I call my Eidolon in.
Okay. So it starts to move back. And you can all roll initiative.
Okay. Yeah, I say we attack them because they move into bomb throwing range. Because I know there are bombs coming.
That's somewhat agreed. Okay.
I don't necessarily agree about the bomb throwing. I just know that there's a 100% chance of bombs being thrown once they're in range.
Well then. What if I don't throw the bombs? What if I do something else?
Then I will die of shock.
Well,
2d100 damage.
That could still be 2.
Yeah.
It's a small thimble. Are you ready for initiative counts?
Yes.
11.
Ah.
15.
19.
And 9.
Is your Eidolon going the same path?
How does that work with you, with Arcanax?
I think we're just going in the same path.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because
you
works.
Have to give orders, and it seems like they're going the same count.
Yeah. Well, you can communicate as a free action, can't you?
Yeah, it is.
But you have to take free actions on your turn.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's a different D&D, is it?
Yeah, I think that's...
Three actions.
Three actions have to be on your turn, but no actions can be any time. It's weird. What was your count, John?
9.
And your character's name, one more die.
Adalric. And my Eidolon, if you care, is named Rawatos.
That was very passive-aggressive.
Yes. I don't know if anyone does care.
What was it again?
Rylatos.
Yep.
If you go on the same initiative, there's really no reason to write his name into the initiative tracker. And
it's something I should know.
Okay.
Kendra, you sense that these wolves are about to attack, and you are first off the mark. You see three wolves sort of scattered in. There's one, you know, directly ahead of you, and then the other two are fanned off to each side of it, and they are converging on your position. They're about, 30 feet away. From the main part of the group.
Sweetie. What? Sorry.
Throw herbal liquor at them. I think we still have that.
Yes. Well, first off the mark, you see three gray wolves converging on your position.
False life?
Question. Does your sleep hex work on wolves?
It doesn't have sleep hex.
Does... Okay, spell then?
I don't think I took it today.
Okay.
But yes, it would.
No, I didn't take it today.
Are you sure they're not plants or zombies?
Yes.
It could be zombies.
On vermin, because vermin are mindless.
Maybe.
On plants or zombies or constructs.
I get 10 plants. Hit points.
How many?
10, sorry.
Okay. Are you moving at all?
Well, I already dismounted.
Okay.
So I will have to step back a bit.
Of course, that is freaking out.
Is my job going to be animal empathy, the horsing horses, all combat?
Probably.
Kendra, Wolf starts charging down out of the tall grass. Clearly he knows he's been spotted and is coming straight for you.
Aww.
Hide behind your horse.
Quickly, I hide behind the gnome.
That is a 15 against your armor class.
Because you don't wear armor, yes. Yes, that hits.
That is 5 damage, and he's trying to pull you down to the ground.
He didn't even get my real hit points.
That's 15 against your combat maneuver defense.
Yeah.
Okay, he just charges down, pounces out, grabs your arm, and pulls you to the ground.
Oh, my book is caught in this
wolf! Oh, no.
He's going for your good hand.
Oh? I only have one of those.
And... Palundalum. No, it's not your card.
Oh.
Your wolf being pulled down to the ground, then you look over and there is another wolf barreling down on you. And that is a 21 against your armor class.
Oh. That hits.
It's only 2 damage. Tried to pull you down though. And fails. Using your keen druid senses, you think this is the bitch of the hat.
Alpha bitch or low in the social standing bitch?
Alpha bitch. She's got a bitch of these wolves.
I think that means she's in charge of the whole pack.
Will go.
So, where are all the wolves now?
There is one standing over Kendra, one that just clamped at, Palundalum. And then there's one that's still, the one who is in the center, heading in a direct path to you, still about 30 feet out from the main group, surrounded by tall grass.
I see. I shall move towards that one.
Okay.
And then throw a bomb at it.
Okay.
That is a natural 20.
Okay, let me draw you a crit card then.
Giblets.
Let's see. Okay, at all? I need a different crit card. Your bomb hits it right in the leg, doing normal damage, but 1d4 strength damage.
Yeah.
Blow just a chunk out of its asshole. Roll your damage.
Okay, that's 6 damage, and...
Okay, all of this tall grass surrounding it begins to catch fire very quickly. Alundalum consults his martial manual. Yes, put out brush fires.
Which way is the prevailing wind?
I don't know what we're going to do. Hmm. The wind is blowing to the south. You guys were headed east. So it's to your right.
Okay. And which side was the bomb on?
What do you mean?
Like, are we, to the south of the fire or to the north of the fire? This is crucial.
You'd probably be about even, northwest because you guys were coming in from the east, heading, no, you guys were heading east and the wolf who threw the bomb at was heading west. So,
okay.
Not level with this fire.
Okay.
The wind is blowing to the south.
Well, everything to the south is unexplored, so it cannot possibly be harmed.
Palumdulum, it's your turn.
Oh.
Is the fire small enough right now that one create water could stop it?
I'm in a 10-foot radius on your fire burst, right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How much water do you think it's a gallon a level?
I think it's 2 gallons a level, but if they all get delivered in the same spot, that's not too useful. Yeah. It'd be, 8 gallons.
Yeah, hold on, I'm looking at create water to see sort of how where it appears. How can you do it?
Oh, an area 3 times as large.
Yeah. That'll work.
Okay, I put on my fireman's hat and create water.
Okay.
Smokey the Bear says, don't set forest fires.
You just create a downpour of 8 gallons of water. Kevin, what's the save to stop being on fire? Because I'm going to give him one since Palungalum just dropped water on him.
Oh. Well. Hold on. I'm happy.
In the meantime, I'm going to make Arcanax's attack roll for the wolf that's near me.
Well, he got a 21 on his reflex damage, so I think he's not on fire anymore.
Yeah. Okay, dousing the target with at least 2 gallons of water automatically extinguishes the flames.
Okay.
Otherwise, it is a full-round action that requires a reflex save.
So, your druid just doused him.
Yep.
Okay, so Arcanax is attacking the wolf that attacked you, John.
You get to draw from the critical miss deck.
Hooray! That's my favorite thing to do.
Yes, grass fires should be started by lightning, not by bombs.
Matter. Apparently he hits his face. He takes a -2 penalty on skill checks and saves for 1d4 hours. 4 hours. He hit himself really rather hard.
We tried attacking like a dolphin.
Yes, yes indeed. Okay. A dolphin.
Alright. So. I go, ah, Ralikos, help! And I shoot my crossbow at one of them.
Okay. Is it one that's not engaged in melee?
If there is one, such as that.
There's the one that was just extinguished.
Sure, I will shoot at the damp wolf.
Okay. He's starting to smell.
Yeah.
Like wet dog and burnt hair.
15.
I will hit.
Ooh. I deal 5 damage.
Hey, there's a crossbow ball sticking out of it. He's whimpering and unhappy.
and Ralikos will charge one of the ones who is in melee.
Well, isn't Ralikos 100 feet away from you guys?
When it looked like we were in combat, I called him back.
How far can you move as a move action?
As a single move action, 40 feet.
Okay, yeah, then if he charges,
okay.
And Halungalung, just for kids, roll me a nature check.
Ooh. I'm theoretically good at those. 14.
Nah. You don't notice. These wolves seem to be fighting particularly hard in this particular campaign.
Kevin roll a nature check.
I can do nature.
Yeah, anyone who's trained in nature.
18 is all I've got.
I got a 23.
Okay. You guys are kind of surprised that this flaming, damp shot wolf does not seem on his way out. Does not seem to be.
Yeah. Huh. Alright, well, nothing I can do.
That to you, Kendra, implies that there is, he's scared of something more than he's scared of you guys.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think they all have freebies.
It's probably that great wolf. Howl of Northland. It's him. He's doing it.
And you said 15 hits, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
That's...
Which one?
One of the ones that was in melee.
Okay, so there's one on Halungalung and one that has pulled Kendra down and is moving over her.
Well, it would probably be whichever one's closer. I will assume that that is Kendra.
Okay.
Well, I'm Kendra.
And that is 19 damage to that wolf.
Damage? Ugh. You cut it down.
Great axes are very cool.
Okay then, problem solved.
So you're a summoner who does almost as much damage as your own paladin.
Yes, exactly.
I am glad you are on our team.
Oh, and my Eidolon can disable traps.
So, yeah. Okay. While you are rejoicing as you watch your Eidolon just pack that thing down, right behind you, you hear a "Hoo!" and this giant black wolf with just almost spine-like sticking up fur on his back is leaping out of the tall grass with a crazed look in his eyes, pouncing at you, Elrich.
Oh.
None of you guys had any idea he was even there.
Oh.
And that, I'm gonna go ahead and guess that it's a 24 against AC. Oh, sorry, it was charged 26.
Against my flat-footed?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I totally have 26 flat-footed AC. Oh, dang, that just hits, doesn't it?
Dang it.
You're not letting it pass. That is 8 damage.
Oh,
and
not dead.
And a 13 against your combat maneuver defense?
No, my CMD is 15.
Okay. He tries to drag you to the ground and just rips your sleeve off.
Hey.
Okay. Oh! Oh! Oh!
That's a yappy door.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Feel free to do better.
Bark, 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 bark. You are in thousands of miles away, like 1.5, I don't know, a lot.
Yes, but we're like a half hour away from the airport, so.
Okay.
From the chat, not physically travel 3,000 miles and kick you.
Oh, well, that's what I immediately thought of. You traveling all the way across the country to kick me.
The singed, wet, injured wolf starts limping over to pick on the, on Kendra, who is down on the ground.
Aww.
And misses terribly.
Pussy. I didn't realize we were fighting pits.
Yeah.
You're up on the ground.
I'm probably going to do something.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah. So mind affecting would affect these things? Or no?
Yes. I'd assume so.
It affects animals.
Okay.
They are not trees, like that one tree we saw.
Are they zombies?
Maybe.
So, hex it with misfortune while I'm laying here on the ground, the one closest to me.
Okay.
Which I think is a will save.
I'm assuming the one that knocked you down, not the pathetic one.
Yeah.
I'd say 3 on the will save.
Yeah, it rolls 2 dice for every 20 rolls, just one roll result.
Wait, no, the one that took you down is dead. There's only the pathetic one left.
Okay, then that one. Roll 3. Just
put some more status conditions on it.
Yep, make them more sucky.
Okay. The bitch is going to attack our pets. Aw, and miss.
Yes.
Take a snap at him. He'll go.
Okay, so everyone's in melee of some sort, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. I will then use full strength on myself.
Okay.
And then take out my bow.
Okay.
Yeah, that pretty much uses my turn.
Along the bow.
Full strength, then bow?
It's composite bow.
It's composite bow.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, I am going to step back 5 feet and start summoning an Earth Elemental.
Okay.
Arcanax can make his attack as well, which might do something. Hopefully. That is 17.
Oops,
Alpha Bitch.
That would hit.
For damage, and 20 against combat maneuver defense.
Yes.
She's tripped.
Huzzah.
Yes, okay. Arcanax has pulled this female wolf to the ground.
Oh.
Uh-oh. We're gonna have some pops here, huh?
Yeah.
Whose bitch is it now?
Lots of spare animal companions.
Okay. I'm going.
Alright. I will scream like a girl. Take a 5-foot step back and cast invisibility on myself.
Okay.
And I will go to ground and hide. I will curl up into a fetal position.
Okay.
And Ralikos will turn to the other wolf that is right next to Kendra and attack that one.
Okay.
At least one of them's not good.
Yeah. 14.
Yes.
Oh. Hooray. How much damage does it do again? 13 damage.
It's so dead. Poor wolf.
And then it will start moving up to the great big wolf.
Okay. Well, it has to move. I don't know if it was okay. So it moves up to the giant black wolf.
And gives my invisible self +2 AC.
The great black wolf starts sniffing around in the direction of Adalric. But
you should have bathed recently.
Yes.
But then decides to focus on the giant gray monstrosity coming towards it. This is terrifying.
Are you sure? My AC is just 17. Or its AC. Oh, okay. Yes, it misses.
Terribly.
Kendra!
I do.
I don't know, something.
Did anyone need any healing?
No.
Probably if Aldrich is invisible.
Well, I can't hex him. So I guess I'll hex the bitch with misfortune.
Okay.
We'll save.
4. They're not too good on these little saves.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel kind of sad that we're killing these things.
2d20, take the worst result.
Yep. Okay. Yep, then she is, from curling with misfortune, going to try to fight back against Arcanax.
Why don't you hash the bitch and not the great?
I can hex him next time.
The better result is 7. I'm guessing that doesn't look good on
Arcanax. What's the worst result?
Sorry, the worst result is 7. The best one is 12.
Oh, okay.
Either one would hit.
It is a -4 from Crow. Will grow.
Okay. Darn it, why do people always have to be in melee with these things?
Because they're melee opponents. They close.
Yeah, but the stupid thingy just ran up to the great wolf.
Pill bomb at the alpha one. Arcanax's evasion and I haven't been hurt that one yet. Either that or use your bow that you bolt strength to yourself.
Yes. Well, I wanted to use my bow on the Great Wolf, except now there's something in melee with it, so I take a -1 penalty to shoot it in melee. Which leaves my attack bonus at +3. So...
I think I'm having deja vu of last night. I think the next part is where you step into melee.
No, the next part is when I just throw a bomb at the thing.
Instead of +3, my attack bonus last night was -1.
Yes.
So I'm just gonna throw a bomb at the Great Wolf. For Eidolon can go die for all I care. He's summoned tomorrow.
You don't actually know that?
I
heard people saying care, but...
Yeah.
That thing is ugly, okay?
It would look better on fire.
That's a 21.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, then. +11 fire damage, and it is on fire. And the thingy can save versus, 17.
11 fire damage, you said?
Yes. Eidolon has to make a reflex save versus 17 to take 2 instead of 5.
Is there anything that would possibly give me a +10 to that save that I could take advantage of?
It takes 5 damage.
Okay.
Yeah,
the grassland soaks up all the fire before it gets to your Eidolon.
Yes.
Being invisible does not make you fireproof.
Oh, that's true. I did take a 5-foot step back. I don't know.
A 10-foot splash radius on these bombs.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah, but why do you hate the rest of the party and the
I don't know that he's there. He's invisible.
That's true. Well,
I thought
you'll
maybe
hear
he
my...
would turn invisible and run away instead of turn invisible and cower on the ground.
yes. 14, so I take 5.
Also, Adalric, this Eidolon, and, this giant wolf are engulfed in a sea of flame. And I believe we'll do an extra d6 of damage every round.
Oh, are we on fire too?
You're standing in...
But, I mean, just from the bomb.
Yes, no, the bomb has caught all of this tall grass on guys are in it.
Hooray.
Being in mundane fire is a d6 round.
And being on fire is a d6 round.
I thought it was 3d6.
No, just the 1.
Okay.
At least that's what my bomb says.
Okay, well, yes. So the giant wolf is taking 2d6. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not on firefighting duty anymore.
You hear this girly wailing from kind of nearby.
Okay.
Yeah, with the smoke, you can... Probably like an outline or something.
Yeah.
You're doing that in the solving.
Yes.
That's what I was going to call it.
Well, Earth Elemental comes into being, I'll give it orders to attack. This will be a charging power attacking into the fire.
Okay.
Oh, that is... 21 to hit the big black wolf.
That'll hit. It will take the d6 fire damage. I don't know if that's something that's
fine. Not particularly. It's still alive, though. Damage-wise, we have 14 damage.
Yes, the Earth Elemental just whacks it aside the head. You can see a fang fly out. And the flaming big black wolf looks back up, and one of its eyes is hanging out of the socket.
Does it take a perception penalty to notice a Valoric?
Sure.
Okay, I am summoning a fire elemental now.
There's not nearly enough fire in here.
And, Rockin' Axe can do his thing.
Okay.
That's a 20 to hit the,
Yes. Rockin' Axe can do his thing.
Yep.
Yes, that is.
5 damage.
Still alive.
Okay, I'm done.
A Dalric. Alright.
How much?
1d6.
1d6?
Yes.
6? Awesome. I have 2 hit points left.
We're invisible.
And you're invisible.
Yeah.
And if you weren't invisible, I might do something about it.
I move out of the fire.
Okay.
And continue moving. I just kind of run away.
Okay.
My Eidolon, however, is a bit tougher than I am. It sits in the fire and takes it while fighting this creature.
What does
it say? Yep. It takes 5. I'm good with these d6, apparently. And it will attack.
Okay.
15.
That'll hit.
I'm really glad I have a +10 with my attack. Like, I haven't rolled anything above that 5, I don't think.
This is a CR2 creature.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. 17 damage.
He obliterates it. Just dices it off. Yeah, literally takes the head off. As the body just burns.
Okay.
And then fire elemental comes into existence and starts a whole new fire.
Wouldn't it just add to the one that's already there?
Depends where you're summoning it, I suppose.
Into the middle of the fire.
Okay.
Right. I assume the earth elemental would burn. And I need a replacement. Okay, now, fire containment duty.
Oh, this bitch is still alive.
Fucking Axe can handle her.
Kendra.
I will stand.
Okay.
And move away.
Okay. How long does that misfortune last?
1 round.
Okay. So the bitch will take an attack against Argonax. Actually, the bitch will submit. The elf is dead.
Peace for everyone.
Yes, now we can start a new pack that defends us.
Yeah.
Do it, Druid. You're a Druid. You don't have to use.
Yes, I have wolf husbandry as a feat.
Will grow. That's a skill in burning wheel.
Everything's a skill in burning wheel.
This is spider husbandry 1-2.
Yes, so you can grow yourself some great spiders that know death man.
Oh, so not like the regular little house spiders?
No, giant spiders the size of horses.
Oh, okay.
That can use necromancy.
Nice. I didn't know Wheel of Time had necromancy.
Burning wheel, not Wheel of Time.
Oh. Okay.
The Wheel of Time has necromancy in it too, I think. For certain values of necromancy.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyways. You said my name, why?
It's your turn.
Throw another bomb!
All that's left is that bitch that is submitted, isn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't mean you won't throw a bomb at it.
It stood down, and also Argonax seems to have things under control.
Okay, well, let me go up.
Fire containment duty, as much as is possible.
Yeah, sir, I can't help with that. I can't create, like, magical potions that create water.
I throw a shovel, dig a fire brick.
I have used full strength.
I'm doing the water creation thing. I call Arcanax to heal.
Okay.
And that will be my turn.
You are accepting the bitch's surrender. Then you guys should just be able to put out the fire within a couple rounds using magically created 8 gallons of water at a time.
Yep.
And now you have a female wolf.
Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to go to the other wolf corpses and see if any of them are still alive.
Well, he's straight out dead. The less pathetic one that was attacking Kendra is still bleeding to death.
Stabilize.
Okay.
Also cure light.
Okay.
That is 8 damage healed.
Yeah, it wakes up. Armor?
I use Wild Empathy on it.
Okay.
D20 plus Charisma. 3.
Awesome.
It tries to run away.
Okay.
Stops it, it just runs off.
I could stop it with an arrow if you want.
Why? It's just running away.
Because. I don't know when you might need an arrow.
Yeah. Isn't that an argument for keeping the arrow, not firing it?
Well, no, he might need an arrow. The wolf.
Yeah. Who knows when that wolf might need an arrow?
Yes. Also,
the wolf is a sheep.
Oh.
No, it isn't. Not this
one. Wait, I thought it was the...
No. Oh, no, it revived one of the ones that was attacking him.
Oh, one of those ones. Okay.
Keep up.
So what's the bitch doing?
Just laying there.
Okay.
Okay, she can hang around if she wants.
Are you giving Arcanax any command regarding this?
Wolves do as wolves will.
Okay. So what do you guys do it?
After the fire's out, maybe a minute later, I kind of come back. Well, I'm ready to continue on.
Post it.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
If you have any spare healing, I could use it, but I'm ready to continue.
I just used my spare healing on the wolf.
I'm going to pet them.
I gotta say, because I came out of that battle on scratch, so.
Yeah.
You started a lot of fires.
Yeah. 11 hit points.
Started a lot of fires, but am unscratched.
It's a good day to be well done.
Yep.
Alright. I'm less than half dead, and I will go up and heal my Eidolon.
I didn't even get scratched either. They hit my face hit points.
Okay. You guys resume your exploration. What are you doing?
And they can lie here and just get eaten by whatever's around. Let's continue exploration.
Yeah, should we go giant hunting?
No, the giant's like ways out.
Oh. But I get a +4 AC versus giants. Well, probably because I'm too small to see.
You guys came out here to fight a
a black war means, how all the world is.
I think that's what we did.
We did.
And you guys should probably bring back his head.
Oh yeah, for that reward. That pitiful reward.
Yeah. Congratulations to us.
Yep.
Well, it is a pretty pitiful ward, too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Should we explode the steps? Or did we do that?
We did not.
Also, which hex number is it?
2, 6.
Okay, yeah. I think we should explore it.
I will cast mage armor on my Eidolon before we continue.
Okay. You encounter nothing else. It is low foothills with tall grasses.
All the way through?
It starts to lightly drizzle while you guys are exploring. There's a couple springs dotted around.
Okay, and also the Shrike River in the north, but we already know that. What?
There's a tiny, tiny bit of the Shrike, right?
Yeah, it, on this map it looks just above that X.
Oh, okay. Let's say, because you told us before that, right? Yeah. Well, more or less you said, you know, from these hexes surrounding it, it has to run through the
yeah.
Unless so, it's a crazy looping thing, which it doesn't do.
Okay.
So, it weathers on us. This is unpleasant.
Yeah, it's just a light drizzle.
Covered by the drizzle, I cast great water over, Wilder's head to intensify the rain.
You want me to throw a bomb at you? To help dry off?
As long as I'm far away, because it could potentially kill me if I'm too close to that. Or no, it couldn't, it's only half damage.
It's only 5 damage. Unless, you know, I hit you with a bomb. No, then it's more than 5.
This jet is following you about 50 feet behind.
Probably 100.
I hope she doesn't want to be paid.
For what?
Services rendered?
Yeah. Well, that's something you'll have to take up with Arcanines, hasn't
it? I was thinking more of the henchmen rules from previous editions.
Yeah, so you guys spend your day exploring. It's getting dark. You could push on through the night back to your city, but... Or you could just camp out here.
Let's camp.
Sure. I don't spend a really while with them camping stuff.
Oh, we're staying out here tonight?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I didn't really bring any camping equipment.
Oh. Well, you can't use mine.
Oh. Oh. I just sit out in the cold.
Yeah, I think I have a tarp.
I throw a tarp over my head.
No, wait, a tarp and poles to keep the rain off a small patch of ground. So there's probably enough space for more than one person to...
Why, thank you. I have Ralikos assemble it.
You don't do anything yourself, do you?
No, I'm management. Of course not.
Are you guys setting up any kind of watch?
Ralikos will take a watch.
Okay.
He just kind of shakes his head.
Sighs.
So, Rala goes on first, then?
Sure.
I'll do second.
Third watch? Anyone? You left?
I guess I'll do it.
Okay. Nothing noteworthy happens. I just thought that we'd make you guys go through that.
Yeah.
Yay. On the bright side, we happen to exactly hit the watch schedule that we should.
Nice.
Okay. So, you wake up to a misty morning.
I kind of shiver.
Make coffee.
Arganax is sneaking back into the camp in the morning.
Joe Arganax?
What are you guys doing?
I summon Ralikos, apparently.
Yeah, do you want to explore another hex? Or, back to the city and administrate.
We've done our hex exploring for the month.
Okay, administrate.
Yes, let us administrate.
During the month, I'm going to patrol the forest for loggers and also hapless wayfarers ambushed by kobolds.
Yes.
I don't suppose anyone has any, wondrous items they need made for half price.
Well, if you guys get back, you get your reward of 1,200 gold. And Malanzu posts his head on a spike. With the authority of her administration.
So, that's 1,200 split four ways.
Yes.
I think the animal companions, or even the Eidolon, should count as a share.
Yeah, the fox and the wolf and the Adar. I'm okay with that. Kevin doesn't object, so it's okay.
My Eidolon doesn't seem really interested in, money.
Then you can be steward.
Yeah, Aldaric is like, sure.
Can we get the 1,000 each instead of...
No.
Damn.
And,
So, it ends up being like nothing.
In response to the...
Yeah, I think we're actually splitting it even, but...
Yeah. In response to rumors that are going around this month of a dragon hunting the southern Gnarl marches.
Ooh.
Lonzi has put up another Lonzi post here, again authorizing the reward.
What the fuck, Lonzi?
Is this a different month?
If you guys are studying to administrate, well, really, you guys are putting these things in place for, you know, about a week, and then going off and doing your thing, and then killing time.
Time is dead. Long live time.
Yes. We still didn't deal with that at Hill Giant, though.
No, there's just a... People have said there's a Hill Giant, but if you stay away from it, it will basically stay away from you, or you can give it a drink.
Yep, either a wide berth or a strong drink. Or a swift drink. Some drink.
Mm-hmm. So there seems to be no imminent danger.
What kind of dragon is the dragon?
What?
What kind of dragon is the dragon?
These rumors have been very vague.
But they're color-coded for our convenience. People should know the color code.
The dragon evidently hunting, these southern gnome marches.
It's a Moltres, okay?
Uh... Okay, we still want some score credit at Rolex. Let's get an Ultra Ball.
Get a what?
An Ultra Ball to capture the Voltres.
Nice. Alright.
You guys also hear of an old tower in the Candlemere, which is a lake south. It's a lake south of the lake you know, you're sitting on. There is an old tower on an island there, and it marks a place where the boundary between this world and another has grasped in, and is now guarded by some sort of deadly monster.
I'm okay with the world between this one and the next being guarded by a very competent guardian. I don't see any problem with that at all.
That's nature's way of saying do not touch.
Yes. Mm. Like a guy sitting in an alley with a shoe on his head?
Is that nature's way of saying do not touch?
Yes.
Okay. I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys arrived back in time for your full moon meeting, where you guys, you know, set policies in place.
Yep.
When you get back, there's quite a lot of talk going around. As soon as I can find the appropriate sections. They're saying there have been murders.
Murders?
Gasp.
Surely not in our peaceful country.
You heard of a maid named Saki who works? Probably. A Dalric is one of the most noble people. So yes, it's a member of a Dalric's house that came with him. He's a maid who went off after her shift one night and never made it home. And you heard on the way into town, a shepherd boy from one of the farms was slaughtered along with his entire flock.
Oh my.
CSI time. Let's go.
Well, I guess we'll notify the warden of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, since the flock was involved.
Okay, the warden and the marshal.
Yes. It's like Bones, if you ever watch that show, they struggle so hard to find out why the crime would be in the FBI jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Well, now sheep are involved, so it's my turn.
And of course it was your maid, so you take an interest.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, I would. Well, you guys better deal with that.
All right.
The sheep entrails are alchemical components. Clearly, you'd want to take an interest as well.
There's some whispers going around that the maid was pregnant by a doll wreck, and then she sort of disappeared.
Oh, of course there are.
Is this true?
No, it's not.
On your long journey, did you get restless?
Yes, but not with that particular maid.
I see. Just with some other maid.
Yes.
Which maid was it?
The one that disappeared.
The other one with big tits.
Oh, okay. We're gonna call her Maid in Manhattan.
Okay. That works. Alright.
You're so classy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is clearly not a job for the treasurer, so.
Clearly not a job for the magister, right?
Didn't they tell you those were tax-collecting sheep?
Collecting? Or paying.
Tax. Or tax paying.
Yeah, I don't think I hire sheep to collect taxes.
Ah, yeah, but our Baroness might have. Our Baroness could have.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure getting tax collections would fall under my jurisdiction.
So this evening I'll do your full moon meeting. Actually, no, it's the day after. Because you just started putting your policies in place. You just had your meeting and this was something that you were informed about at your meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so both the warden and the marshal know.
Yeah. Does anyone have investigative magic that would help?
I have sleep, is that investigative?
I mean, the shepherd was discovered. Basically, your meeting was interrupted and someone came in and told you about the shepherd.
Damn it, I have something that could be invested. Who knows? Curative magic. Hypnotism.
Yeah?
I have nothing.
The extent of my detecting magic is a detect magic and read magic.
And that is more than me.
I can detect magic.
I can detect secret doors and undead.
I can detect poison. I can read magic.
I can poison people.
I can putrefy food and drink.
Oh yes.
Yes. My Eidolon, however, suggests that he can take a look at the scenes of the crime to see if he can see anything.
Yeah. Arcanax might be able to pick up a scent trail.
I guess I'll come to see if I can nature it. Try to be as useful as possible because I don't have very much else to do right now.
So at the meeting, is the chain of command clarified?
Meaning, are you given authority over the royal assassin?
At least in matters pertaining to my purview.
Malanzi does publicly reprimand chiefs of scale for not showing due caution about who is questioned, detained, but is careful to praise his enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for me. Okay.
Yeah. That works.
People want to be more educated. I think people want to be more educated. You have to start up.
It sounds like you're going to start up one of those commercials. Do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do.
Yes.
If you're GED.
Yeah. Get your diploma working online. In your own home.
Hey, that could be a revenue source.
We
set up a diploma mill.
How about we set up...
Just the credit every university?
Yep.
Yeah, let's not do that.
What does the treasurer say?
He said BRB.
Oh.
Yes. Although, I see there's no...
Points a month.
I see there's no, like, schoolhouse. Yeah, you know, they just go straight to academy, which is incredibly expensive.
Well, a schoolhouse is probably the house of whoever, what, this.
Yeah, I see. Because I was just thinking about my duties and what they entail. What I have and have not been doing. What I have been doing is so far nothing unfortunate. What I haven't been doing is everything. And I'm not sure what that everything
entails.
You've been
doing relevant shit like wolf hunting.
Because there's that.
No, you're like sanitation director.
Yeah.
You get a paycheck, a nice pension, and nobody expects anything from you.
Okay. I've appointed myself to the right position, then.
You actually have to use Magister. Doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I'm still talking to people. How's that going, by the way? Do I have anyone trying to contact me, or...?
Anything like that? No.
Basically, the impression that, well, we'll get a sense of motive.
Alright. Let's see what my sense of motive is. Alright.
20.
The impression you get from neighboring kingdoms is, yeah, people tried to colonize this area before, and they just expect you guys to crumble soon. They're not convinced that you're gonna stand the test of time right now.
Stay in contact with you at least once every year.
Yeah. Alright. I make it known that we are not anyone who has come before, and we are going to succeed where they have failed.
Maybe a diplomacy check. Some people have agreed to send out sort of envoys to check out your settlement. You assess any potential benefits that may be gained from carrying on diplomatic relations.
Good.
Okay. So is everyone back yet?
I am.
I think Kevin's left. Hello. So, is there anything you guys want to bring up at the meeting?
Nothing springs to mind.
Yeah, I'm good.
Alonzi inquires about her villa again.
Still got money for it.
Well, now that we have envoys coming, we need an embassy, and the villa, the wing of it might be good quarters for them.
We don't have money for it. No matter how awesome it could be, we don't have the money for it.
I make a diplomacy check against you. No.
And I'll still be like, we don't have the money for it.
So what you're saying is we need to raise taxation levels?
Only if you want less happy people. We'll just have overwhelming everything.
Yeah.
Unbearable. Okay. So if there's nothing else in the meeting, we will fast forward to tomorrow morning. We go inspect the scene of the crime.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It happens. Sort of on the way from the farms you built, the XF5, coming into the city, and it's just sort of in grassland, and it looks horrible. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. Mm-hmm. It's just splashes of red everywhere, but also like white, like fluffy, like cotton balls. Like a cotton ball factory blew up.
Well, you might want to collect those cotton balls, lest they be wasted.
Well, as sheep were torn to pieces.
How long ago did this happen?
This was last night.
That will still be used to make stuff.
Yeah, just clean the blood out of it.
You want muck.
It looks like the human body has been taken away. Mm-hmm. By, you know, family.
Well, I lead Argonax around looking for unusual scents.
I just for prints.
And the alchemist can test with DNA evidence.
So, who's looking around and how
yes, I do that.
Yeah, find their address encoded in the base pairs.
Yes.
Yes.
You find... Yep. These sheep bodies are just...
That would be tech magic.
You don't detect anything magical.
Columbia.
Sorry, were you about to say something?
I will detect poison.
No poison, either.
Okay.
These sheep were not poisoned to death.
Roll a survival for Arcanax.
Steve.
He smells around, and he leads you off to some softer ground where you find tracks that appear to be those of a large wolf. Arcanax even puts his paw in one of them, and it is the same shape, but a little bigger.
Hmm. I just killed this thing.
Yeah. They do look very similar to, like, prints of a warg or a big wolf, like a man-sized wolf.
Hmm.
Well, let's start tracking it, then.
Yeah.
Could be a werewolf.
Yeah, Arcanax continues following the trail he found, using, just letting your earlier roll ride. It is heading in the direction of town, and then he loses track of it. It goes to firmer ground, and then he's smelling around and seems to keep up the scent.
Wow, that's the textbook example for Let It Ride and Let It Wheel.
Yes, it is.
When was the maid killed again?
She disappeared, 2 nights ago now.
Okay.
2 days ago, but basically she left her ship and no one saw her again. I mean, it was sort of a rumor mill after that, but now people start to think it might be connected with this.
It's just a rumor that there's a werewolf.
Yeah, I do some math and declare it significant past the 0.05 confidence level.
Yeah.
What happened?
Werewolf on the loose. How do you detect werewolves?
You have to track them out. The first thing we should probably do is start a curfew.
Next thing is we should try shooting everyone with silver bullets and see who dies.
Yeah.
That's the werewolf.
Right. Feed everybody wolf's pain.
Wow, first try. That was easy.
Yeah.
And keep happening.
Wait, is feeding everyone wolfsbane feasible?
Wolfsbane is poisonous.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely the wolves.
What's the lethal dose? Like, could we, apply a mild dose?
See if they have, like, a skin reaction to it, possibly?
Yeah.
Also, you have 750 people.
That's a lot of wolfsbane. Or if we're just rubbing it on their skin, we could use the same one over and over and over and over and over.
Hmm. What if we, yeah, I think curfew, patrols with horns and whistles and whatnot, and, maybe have Arcanax or maybe the ghost sounds howl a challenge. See if we can get it angry and coming at us.
I like how your plan of attack is to have it attack us.
I like, I kind of go out and do some public service announcements, like, what are werewolves and where do they come from? And are you evil if you're a werewolf? No, you should just turn yourself in and...
Roll me a d20.
Yeah,
public service announcements.
You're just gonna whip everyone into a panic, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that's what he's rolling for.
Yeah. am I adding anything to it?
There's still a score that you don't know about.
Oh, okay. That's a 12.
Yeah, it's good to see scared, but not, like, gonna go into a riot or anything. They're not gonna start lynching their neighbors yet.
Okay, good. Yes. Then I should scare. Time to launch into a war with the next country over.
Yes. Exactly.
Why? Oil bubbles up from the ground right now. Like, it's plentiful and mostly useless.
Yeah.
Except to alchemists.
Yes, yeah. Who knows what we might need it for.
Like burning down the entire forest at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In this war, I'll be playing the part of Dick Cheney.
Who's gonna be your,
who wants
lawyer?
To be around the spell?
the treasurer can be Halliburton.
Yeah.
The kingdom suddenly has an excess of gold points.
Anyways, back on topic.
Yes, I'm pretty sure, like 99%, there were no werewolves in the Iraq War.
Yes, but you can't be 100% positive.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm willing to accept the possibility that George W. Bush was a werewolf.
Well, how about, they could have just buried their werewolves, right? That's why we haven't found them yet?
Yeah, they're still out there.
Yeah.
Werewolves of mass destruction.
Yes.
Yep.
Conveniently, a roaring lion is equal to the noise from 16 humans, which is exactly how much I can generate with ghost sound at the moment.
So are you following through with this plan of issuing a curfew and trying to draw this thing to you?
Yeah.
My plan is just to pass the week on it.
Or we could, you know, yeah, or we could set up more Russian trolls. Trolls.
Are you going to say set up more bear traps?
Or that. That also works. More bear traps. That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, we'll set up shop on a hill, ring ourselves with bear traps, and a moat, a dry moat.
Yeah.
That's not really much of a problem.
Dry moats are the most common moats. And they were quite effective. They're a lot easier to keep clean than a wet moat.
I guess. Just have to, like, chlorinate it.
But it's so much harder to keep alligators
in a dry moat. I don't think alligators would do well with the climate
of this far. See, the thing is, when someone in, like, with armor and weapons jumps into a dry moat, they don't drown to death.
Yeah, but that also means that the defenders can form up sallies in the dry moat.
Yeah, I guess. Or put sharp sticks.
Or put sharp sticks.
Okay, what are you guys actually doing?
We're making a wet moat better.
Being indecisive.
Fine, we'll make a wet moat. So we make a dry moat, then I cast a lot of create water.
Yep.
Where are you doing this?
On a hill. Overlooking
the
town.
City?
Probably the same hill that we formed up on to attack the bandit fort.
Okay.
We should silver our weapons if we can.
Ooh, I might know how to do that.
Oh, yeah, silver. Yeah, totally forgot about VR. Awesome.
Okay. Hey, rules on silvering weapons.
You just get that alchemical, like, silver sheen? Or hey, you know, isn't that a wondrous item?
Is it?
I believe silver sheen is a wondrous item. Let me look. Silver sheen, 250 gold. Gives the weapon the properties of alchemical silver for 1 hour. one vial coat to single melee weapon, or 20 units of ammunition. So I can do it for 125.
Okay.
Yeah, who needs a coat? Your idol on wood, right?
Yeah, my idol on wood. And I can pay for that.
How long will it take you to make it?
Oh, if it's 250, then it takes me 2 hours. 2 hours per dose.
Okay.
So how many are we making?
Let's see.
Does Arcanax need some for his fangs?
I think I can cast Magic Fan.
Oh, okay.
I'll melt down some silver pieces.
But it's about noon by the time you get back to the city after you finish your investigation. And then you spend, your PR person spends about 2 hours issuing this campaign telling people to stay inside, hide their daughters.
Yes.
It's 2 o'clock, so you don't have that long till night.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to figure out how many doses of this stuff you can afford to make.
Right. Does just a one plus one enhancement bonus hurt werewolves?
Do you have any capacity to know that?
Not much.
Arcana, I would think.
Okay, well, someone with knowledge arcana, please help.
Oh man, I can do that. Hold on. I have this covered.
Yeah,
unless I roll really badly.
It is north bat or fire. I passed
21.
21?
Yep.
It would have to be a very magical item in game terms, plus 4 or greater, to bypass the DR. Otherwise, you're gonna be silver.
Mm-hmm.
I can just melt down silver and coat my bombs with it.
I totally want to see what will happen if we put the silver sheen on Arcanax's fangs. Just start throwing up everywhere for the next hour. Awesome.
Honestly, I don't think he has that much DPR. So, the silver ring might be better. Like, Kevin's stuff.
Silvering Kevin's bomb is not going to work. I'll say that right now.
But you could silver his ammunition.
Yeah, we could silver my arrows and whatnot.
Yes, that's fine.
Why can't you mix in like silver powder into the boss?
It would work. Shrapnel.
Come on. Yeah. Silver flames.
No.
Oh, sad.
Okay, then you have to destroy the moon. Go all DBZ on it.
We could just...
Yes. Reasonable people. When they find a werewolf, they destroy the moon.
Hey, they did it in Dragon Ball Z.
It's true.
Yeah,
that means I'm sold on that idea. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, they're really powerful and the moon's around. Destroy the moon.
But I mean, they blew up planets so much on that show. Blowing up the moon was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegeta blew up a planet for no reason.
Yeah, just because he could.
Yeah, he had a reason to blow up the loop.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I will use all my alchemical prowess to actually silver my ammunition.
Okay.
So you don't need any silver sheen?
No, I think I actually have silver.
Oh, you got
tons of silver pieces.
Oh, How much silver does it take to super ammo?
I can't imagine it would take 250 gold's worth to actually silver arrows.
Probably not.
Means the whole thing makes no sense.
Like, well, with silver plate.
Hang on, let's see.
Things. Not that.
Less damage, though. Silver weapons.
Yeah, let's see. Adamantine, silver alchemical. Successful attack with silvered slashing or piercing weapon, the wielder takes a -1 penalty on damage rolls.
Ah, is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Light weapon costs $20. Can bond silver to a weapon made of steel so that it bypasses the damage reduction of such creatures. Does it have to be made silvered, or can you silver a weapon that's already been made?
You can silver a weapon that's already made.
Yeah?
You just put silver on
it. It would actually be cheaper for me to,
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, what is the point of the alchemical silver thing?
Well, no, it'd be cheaper for me to make the alchemical silver, or the silver sheen.
Oh.
The alchemical silver on the great axe would be 180 GP.
Okay. How much is ammunition?
Ammunition is 2 gold.
Hey, that. Much cheaper to go the actual silver route with my arrows.
But remember, if you actually silver it, that's a -1 to your damage rolls.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
It's a +1 composite longbow, so I guess I just take the +1.
Yeah.
If I stuck some silver pieces into my club, would that count?
I think it only works with slashing or piercing.
If I cast sleep, would that work?
Work last time.
Yeah. For a plan, I think we're gonna rely on the Eidolon and Wildrow to deal most of the damage.
I think he blocks. Maybe.
Yeah. And hope it falls to sleep. I will focus on cure and full strength.
Now do curing and
if you want to, well, do you have any second level cure spells? Because I have full strength that I can cast twice.
And I also have full strength that I can cast twice.
Yeah, so.
That'll be also full strength.
Yes.
Cure moderate doesn't show up till third.
Okay.
I could have taken
point of order. You guys didn't know or suspect it was a werewolf till this morning.
And yeah.
Pouring it out tonight, you won't have the opportunity to change out your spells.
But I could nap right now.
You're a druid, you get your spells at an appointed time of the day.
Well, that's fine with me, because I only have the one level 2 spell.
Yes. Kendra could go to sleep in the middle of the day for 8 hours, but if the werewolf emerges in the early evening.
Okay, well, that saves me the trouble of picking the optimum spells, though.
Yep.
Well, I took, one cure light, I took sleep, I took ill omen, I took lost life, I took mirror image, and death knell for today.
Well, hang on, is it the full moon?
It was yesterday.
Yeah? Okay.
Maybe, yeah. But there were 2 attacks, so it's probably transformations on either side of it, too.
Yeah.
Yes, with Wildrow's role for knowing about werewolves, he confirms that. That it is the day before, the day of, and the day after.
Okay.
This is full.
So it is kind
so
of
this
a.
This is our one chance.
Yeah.
Okay, can I wild shape into an owl?
I don't think it grants you the ability to fly.
Why not?
I mean, need the beast form thing. Does it grant fly speed?
I thought you got the movement modes or whatever you shifted into.
Maybe you do, from anything else.
It is highly nerfed.
Yeah, you can get fly 30 feet, apparently. And dark vision, which I'm assuming an owl has.
I have no idea.
Well, it's a nocturnal animal.
Or low light vision if it has it.
Hopefully there's an owl somewhere in the monster compendium or whatever that's called.
Strictly speaking, owls can't see in pitch dark.
Well, dark. It won't be pitch dark. The moon will be out.
Yes, but I'm just wondering if they have low light vision or dark vision.
Probably the slow light. Yeah, it's a slow light.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess my role will be use ghost sound to set up the owl, and then once I can't do that anymore, fly out as an owl and reconnoiter. Prearranged signal that if I come back and hoot three times, it means follow me. If I come back and hoot just twice, it means we're all gonna die.
Okay.
Great plan.
And
yeah, there could easily be
decided
like,
that this is the best use of your abilities.
There could easily be like a pack of werewolves or something too. We didn't really look around for more tracks.
Werewolves don't generally have more packs.
Yeah, they're generally quite long.
Yeah, we discussed this last time.
Regular wolves travel in packs, but werewolves are really loners.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this character didn't know that, so.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have silvering materials for Wildrow's arrows and Ralakos's hats.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And you have set up on the hillside.
With a wet moat.
Yes.
And bear traps.
You're seriously laying out? Are you seriously making a moat and bear traps?
I don't think we have time to make a moat. Since we have an afternoon.
We have 750 people.
We're not gonna get.
You told to stay inside when you were eaten by a werewolf.
We told them to stay inside once it was dark.
That's also not how this goes. We can't just say, oh hey, all 750 of you, come build this moat. We're like, no, we have other things to do.
You don't have 5-year-olds out digging your moat.
Yeah, but we could ask for a small number of volunteers.
Don't need a moat.
Yeah, the moat. No.
And I sure wonder if the werewolf would come out and check this out.
I'm just going to spend my time silvering my weapons.
If we're not doing a moat, then I'm pre-soaking the ground around the hill. So that when I cast soften earth and stone on it, it will turn into thick mud and trap the werewolf.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
And also it won't burn down. Kevin throws bombs anyway, even though they're probably ineffective.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to be throwing bombs. Oh man, could I instead just throw, like, molten hot silver at it?
How many arrows are you silvering?
Let's do 20.
Yeah, because I want you to actually track that. For this fight, because it's significant.
Yes, because it might run out.
Wait. So. Yeah, that would be 40 gold?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just looking to try and figure out how much that 2 gold got you.
Probably. And I don't know why it takes 20 silver pieces to silver an arrow.
Because you've been, it's not pure silver. You've been diluting your coins.
Yeah.
Cutting it with, baby powder.
Why baby powder?
Because you have a cocaine-based economy, apparently.
Yep. Didn't you know that?
Would a copper make more sense?
Nope,
okay, so I'm guessing you guys meet up about sunset at your hillside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing?
Challenge howls. Declare our presence.
When did this start?
Arcanox can start at 10-minute intervals as soon as the sun goes down.
Okay, what's you realize this is going to scare the ever-loving shit out of people, right?
Well, that was the plan. We advertised it.
Yeah, like there's a werewolf coming, and then you have your wolf howl all night.
Well, we need to attract his attention. If we just sit on the hill, this is going to murder people and not even come near us.
That's true. Alright.
He's doing the werewolf mating call.
Yeah, we'll alternate between that and the werewolf challenge for dominance battle, right?
Are you doing anything else, or are you just having power and wait?
I'll fly around as an owl and scout.
How long can you do these shapes?
4 hours.
Okay, when do you start?
Sundown. I guess not sundown, like dark.
Okay.
So 30 minutes after sundown.
Okay. You're flying around for a while, you don't really see much strange until about midnight, maybe. There will be a perception check.
Oh boy. That's a favorite activity. Uh-oh. 18?
You see a bipedal wolf skulking through the streets. It seems to be heading in the direction of your hillside. But not quickly.
It's not warning.
Okay. I'll, watch it for about 5 minutes. Is it paying any attention to the howls at all?
Yes. You can see it every once in a while. It sort of stops and listens and starts to redirect. It steals into a stable while you're watching it, and you start to hear horrible screaming.
That'll keep it busy for a while.
People screaming or animals screaming?
People screaming.
That's not good.
Quick, go save them!
Well, I might be mistaking them for, my horses for people, because they do sound similar. I'm gonna fly back to you guys and hoot 3 times, then hoot twice.
Okay, so that means we're all going to die and follow me, right?
Yes. Alright. Let's go. I'm in.
Let's go.
Okay, I'll take my mutagen and then go. It's a dex mutagen today.
I will cast off mostly.
Mage armor on my idol.
I'm gonna decorate it now.
Okay. Where are you headed?
The stable.
Yes, apparently to the stable, where maybe 2 people were having sex.
Or 1 person was having sex with a werewolf.
Yeah, it could have been that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll fly ahead and see if I can resume tailing it.
How fast? You fly 30, so you're not going to get that much further ahead of them. I mean, they have to go around buildings and such.
Yeah.
But yes, you hear horrible noises coming from this stable. It's terrible. And the rest of the group will die and they hear
okay, wow, that's
too terrifying to come out.
Okay. Once the group is nearby, I'm gonna land on the wild shape. Who wants the bolts?
Not me. I will.
Although I could just put it on myself, I think I'll do that instead.
I will bull strength my Eidolon. Or if you don't want to just give it to yourself, I'll go ahead and take it. That way, I have two invisibilities.
that
I could put on someone else too.
I guess I'll bull strength Arcanax then.
I will bull strength. Yeah, my idol.
And that might bring our connects up to the level where he can get past the DR.
Mm-hmm. And then, I guess.
Who wants to go first?
I'll cast shield on myself and then go on in.
You walk in first?
Sure.
So,
you see a man. Well, roll me a perception. See how fast you can take all of this in.
Okay. Come on, good roll.
Let's use some pay.
26.
Okay, you see a man torn limb from limb. You recognize the face, although it's not connected to the rest of the body, as a merchant who had come into town recently, who is sleeping in stables on a mat of straw because there was no inn for him to stay in.
Aww.
And about half of the 8 horses in the stable have been torn apart, and this bipedal wolf with claws about 4 inches long is standing there. His fur may have once been white, but he's completely stained with blood. And he turns to look at you. His yellow eyes are just staring you down. And he goes,
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's roll some initiatives, then.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should have had a move to go for Gelvin. Oh well. We are not tactically competent.
Well, I have SAC, so.
Really? Oh yeah, because of shield.
Yes. My SAC is 204.
Nice.
That would be my versus Giants AC. Initiative 16.
15 for me. Well, after it's 17. After I have a dex bonus, which is 17.
Okay. Kendra?
5.
5.
5. Just have a smoke break, you guys.
Adult.
12.
Filter, can I have a light?
I'm kind of in this barn.
Okay. Here's your arm,
Nick.
The DM is loading.
Do we get a surprise round?
No, it noticed me at the same time.
I made a perception check. It even though the horse is dying, it heard you guys casting and talking and coming in.
You guys should have cast it a bit more quietly.
You should have.
All I have to do is drink a potion.
Okay, we'll go. Fast. Faster than you can believe me. This thing is foaming at the mouth and completely just raging out, and it's just on top of it. It charges down on you.
So it's not only a werewolf that has rabies too?
Well, here's hoping it misses.
Your ace is 24, right?
Yes.
Okay. Its gigantic claws slice cleanly through a beam in the stables next to your head.
Oh, good. I mean, it's bad for the stables, but...
Stables are coming down.
Okay, who will go? This thing's right next to you. Like, while picking out an arrow, just in that moment, it was on you.
Okay. Then I am going to, 5 foot step back, notch arrow, loose arrow. Because apparently if you do not move in a round, you get a free 5 foot step.
Yep.
So I will do that. And for shooting him, I have a... Well, this is definitely a point-blank shot, so 20.
That hits.
Awesome. And it deals 10 damage.
Okay, then they are silver, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Alundalov, you hear roaring and smashing noises from inside.
What's the light situation?
The merchant had a lantern, so this sort of flickering lantern light in that room.
Is it enough for the vision deficient members of the party to see by?
Probably a penalty for people without low light vision.
That's not aha, that's, oh no. Our complex effectiveness is diminished.
I'm better than that.
Okay, right, I'm gonna move up to the doorway and cast light on something convenient.
Okay.
And order Arcanax to attack.
Okay.
Okay, that's, plus 15, or, 15 to hit.
He fails to penetrate this thing's hide.
It is. Okay. Next.
Okay. Adalric.
Alright, I will... Let's see. I don't know if I did or not. I don't remember. So I'll cast Bull's Strength on my Eidolon.
Okay.
Sure you did do that already.
Okay, good. Then I will just tell him to charge.
He's gonna walk in.
Well, yeah, alright.
And then...
He saunters in with his great axe and attacks.
Okay.
And his plus one silvered great axe. Does a 16 hit?
No.
Oh.
He dodges aside.
cut off a few strands of warp hair.
And he will roar at the werewolf.
The werewolf roars back.
Okay. Much more impressively, I'm assuming, as well.
This thing is definitely seems like a beast that was born for combat. I mean, normally in like other werewolves you've seen or heard about, there's some hesitation or confusion or inexperience. This seems like a killer.
Hoot, hoot.
Kendra.
Follow me, right?
I will go
no,
into the
that's
park.
We're all gonna die.
Okay.
And then I'll try casting sleep on the werewolf in the park last time.
Okay. What's the DC?
15.
No. It does not even seem fazed.
Oh.
We are gonna die.
Oh, that's my turn.
The wolf looks down at Arcanax, nipping at him.
Does it sneeze you damage?
That's a 20 against Arcanax.
That just hits.
The claws come down. Dealing 12 damage, and it bends down and tries to grab Arcanax with his
hang on, I'll be right back.
I thought you were gonna say, hang on, I can stop this.
That's a 20 on a bite.
Yep.
That's another 6 damage, and it tries to throw Arcanax to the ground. And that is something something. Call that me the bonus. Where are you? That's a 26 against Argonax combat music effects.
He is thrown to the ground. Brutally.
Yes. The werewolf grabs him up in his jaws, sort of whirls in the air, grabs him on the way down, and just slams him into the ground.
Oh. Poor wolf, please.
Where's the other wolf during all this? Did it follow us?
No.
Or did it run away as is sensible?
It's sleeping, inside your house. It has snuck in. And it's not getting involved in this.
But I don't have a house. That means it's in some unsuspecting peasants.
And whenever you stay, it's staying where Arcanax is staying, but it doesn't go out with him.
Okay.
She doesn't go out with him. Okay, Wildro. This thing is brutalizing Arcanax in front of you.
Okay. So that means it's in melee with Arcanax.
Yes.
Why did you have to go do that?
Isn't it in melee with the Eidolon, too?
Yes.
We're all like, well, he's probably going to deal most of the damage. Let's make it so he can't hit.
No, we figured the Eidolon would deal most of the damage.
Well, that wasn't so about to hit me. Let's see. That is a 12 minus 4, 8.
Shoot one of the horses.
Okay, then.
It just takes like black shot or whatever precise shot.
Yes, precise shot. I do have point blank shot. It was, you know, for purposes of well, my bombs, since the range increment on my bombs is 20 feet.
Come on, come on.
Okay.
You realize if this werewolf kills Arcanax, that bitch is gonna have a new alpha again?
It would be smarter to just leave. I'm pretty sure wolf hierarchy doesn't extend to these circumstances. I'm gonna walk up to Arcanax and cure a light on him.
Okay.
And getting up provokes, right?
Yes.
Everything provokes.
But being prone confers a major armor cost penalty.
Unless someone's shooting at you with an arrow.
But crawling away works, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, because rogues have a special power that does that.
Yes, that lets them crawl away without provoking.
Well, stand and hope you get lucky.
I love that attitude. He doesn't get lucky. That is 10 damage. As it just slashes into the claws again.
Okay. Attack back. That is a 20 to hit.
That hits.
Yay.
DR.
Yeah, DR will probably block it all. 10 damage.
He draws some blood.
That's good.
It just seems to enrage him further.
And then he regenerates 5.
No, then he regenerates 10 somehow.
Yeah.
He gets, like, temporary hit points as well.
That's from his rage?
Yep.
He's a barbarian. Yeah.
And,
okay. Adolvent.
Sorry I had to leave, by the way. I thought I heard something terrible happening outside. Alright. But I'm not going in there. I have a Relicos attack.
Okay.
And that is 19.
That hits.
Okay. Max damage. That is... How much damage is max? 22 damage.
It howls in rage.
Guess he found a new target. Maybe.
Okay. Kendra.
I give the werewolf an evil eye. Make a will save. Well, minus 2 is AC for what now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Arcanax is still up, yes?
Yes.
The werewolf thinks Arcanax is a bitch.
Well, gender has never been firmly established.
That's 12 more damage to Arcanax.
Not up anymore.
What? Not up anymore? Then he's going to try to fight Relicos.
24 AC.
24 attack.
Oh. Well, fine then.
But only 4 damage plus a trip attack. 16 against combat movements.
CMD is 19.
Okay, tries to pull Relicos down but fails.
You said 5 damage?
4 damage.
4. Oh, and I'm sorry, my AC is 21. My hit points are 24.
Okay.
Wildrow.
Okay. I guess I will continue to attempt to shoot this thing.
Well, that's a -2 with KC.
Well, that's good. That is, a 7.
No. No, its AC wasn't 9 before.
Oh.
Darn. Yeah, I rolled one worse this time than I did last time.
Good thing it's not a pug-wumpy werewolf.
I'm wasting all this money. It's 4 gold wasted so far.
Listen, you can't convert it back, so really it's 40 gold wasted on that.
Oh, okay.
I guess you could probably sell it for half or something. Palumbalum.
Okay. I'm gonna start summoning an Earth Elemental.
Okay.
And Dark and Axe will boot on the floor.
Okay.
He makes his death save.
Okay, so he's stable.
Yes. That is my turn.
Dalric.
I go, oh, he got hurt, and I kind of peek around the corner. Oh, he looks fine for now. And, yeah. I cast invisibility on myself, because it's really scary.
That's the bravery of our summoner.
Yes. And Ralikos attacks, because he is unafraid.
Okay.
This is like a video game for him. He can't actually get hurt. He just kind of goes back home afterwards. So, yeah. He attacks with his great axe.
There's really nothing stopping him from just, you know, murdering us all.
Yeah. 22.
That hits.
Alright. Eighteen damage.
Okay. It's looking rather badly wounded. Kendra.
I will move over to Arknax and Hexen for
You can do that, but make sure the Eidolon stays up, too. That's the most important.
I've got my Eidolon, I'm fine.
Okay.
I can heal him.
That is, 6 hit points.
That's barely enough. He's awake. Wishes he wasn't.
Alright.
Oh, still alive.
Yeah. My intestines are still dribbling out over the stable for a little bit. I think I need more bed rest.
Well, he has his pitch back in his bed, so...
Okay, the wolf takes a quick look around and sees that he's well cornered. Knocks the arrow out of his shoulder and seems like he's just shrugging off and pushing past the pain.
Okay.
And then he starts to go nuts. On this
no. Eidolon. He does what? He goes nuts on what?
On the Eidolon.
Oh. Oh.
So, 21?
That is the AC.
That's 18 damage.
Yes, 2 hit points left.
And then he tries to bite it.
Oh no.
No hit points left.
But the other one dodges out of the way as he just snaps. Oh. Oh yes.
Delicious.
Will go.
Okay, keep doing that thing I'm doing. Okay, this is a 20 minus 4, 16.
That's a picture.
No. Minus 2 to AC, that's more off.
If only he wasn't in melee.
If only there was...
But he'd always be in melee. He might be in melee with you.
Yes.
Well, if he's in melee with me, I can always take a 5, step back.
And you can always back you into a wall with his speed 60.
Okay.
So you know what we could do?
Well, no.
Once somebody gets resist energy, they could just cast resist fire on whoever is our melee person at that time.
Mm-hmm. And then runs away?
Yeah. It wouldn't matter at that point.
Or we could all take evasion.
Yes.
Archimedes already has it.
Or we could kill the alchemist and get someone that doesn't throw bombs.
But the bombs are good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
No, it'll be better next level. They'll do 3d6.
Ew. Maybe a...
What was that, Nick?
Come on, come on.
I thought that sounded like it. Okay. First, that one level goes off. Will charge and power attack.
I assume he's on the far side of this werewolf?
Yes, into the flank, if such as possible.
Yeah.
Excellent. That was pretty bad roll. Very, very bad. That's 17 to hit.
That's just what you need.
Okay. This probably won't do any damage. 7 damage. No, 11 because of the power it had.
It yelps as the thing hits it in the back. And growls. And, yeah. You're the best of your turn.
Alright, I have personal actions.
Yes, and Arcanax is off, if you want to.
Yeah, I'll start summoning a second Earth Elemental, and Arcanax will make an attack.
Okay, he's at a penalty because he's thrown.
Yeah, well, provoking is not worthwhile in this situation. 25 to hit.
That hits.
8 damage.
8 damage. Okay. Adolric.
Hello?
Hey, sorry, my mic was off. So, you didn't hear anything that I just said. So, I sneak in there with my invisible self and rejuvenate my Eidolon.
Okay.
So, 13 hit points to my Eidolon.
Okay.
And then my Eidolon will attack. And my Eidolon fumbles.
You pull the muscle. He takes 4 strength damage.
Oh. Alright, so down to 19. Is 7. Alright. And there's nothing else that he's gonna do.
Okay, Kendra.
I am going to try and give the werewolf misfortune. We'll say.
It's 21.
Okay, nothing happened.
You've got a really good will save.
Yes, but that's all I can target.
The wolf is clearly angry and insulted that Arcanax has deigned to try and bite him again.
Oh.
Well, that's what happens when you deign, I guess.
Arcanax is on the ground, so that's what, a minus 4 to his AC? That. Now I gotta look up prone.
Yeah. Just call it a minus 4. It's probably not larger.
Why is it not my common condition start? Okay, well, that is a 15 against his AC.
That hits the new AC? Exactly.
Sad.
That is 15 damage.
Ooh.
He dead.
Minus 13. Not quite, right? Did I get your minus constitution?
Yes.
He's probably picked open pretty badly. You can see his anatomy pretty good.
Well, good, because he's about to try and take a bite out of it.
Oh.
The liver is particularly tasty.
My Eidolon is, unharmed, relatively.
You see, if it's a bite, does that mean it's a coup de grace?
No, because a coup de grace takes a full round. So it's just a normal path. As a follow-up to his slashing, he's opened the innards and he's just sticking his snout in and grabbing something and pulling it out for another 6 damage.
Arcanax perishes.
Your Arcanax's guts are hanging out of this wolf's mouth.
No.
His pups are gonna be orphans.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay for the witch guys as well.
Yes. Okay, they're going to be fatherless.
And the godfather.
We'll go.
Okay, continue attempting to do my thing. That is the exact same roll as last time. Has it stopped being in melee?
No, despite the death of Arcanax, it has not.
Then I don't hit.
I'll let him go home. Arcanax is dead.
Okay. Sun goes off.
Okay.
It will power attack. Since that position's already taken, I think.
Yeah.
Fumble.
Your elemental fumble. It is dazed for one round. It tries to take a swing at him and ends up just spinning around.
Dazed in and out of existence temporarily. Okay, the other elemental will make an attack. That's 13. Will they miss?
Yes, that's a miss.
Okay, and I'm going to start summoning an eagle.
This isn't crowded enough.
Yeah.
It's over.
Alright. Well, I will heal my Eidolon again.
Okay.
For 7 points. And I will put him up to almost full, and I have one first level spell left. And...
You're not invisible anymore, are you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I will quickly retreat out of the... Yeah, take my move action, go back out.
Yep.
And then I will attack, or Ralikos will attack. I'm not going anywhere near that thing.
Okay.
27.
That'll hit, yes.
Okay. Eleven damage.
Ralikos slashes it across the chest and it falls over.
Ralikos probably steps up and coup de grace if no one stops him. This is just the end of his action. But that is what he moves to do if no one stops him.
I'm not going to stop him.
He moves up. Okay, then, yeah, Kendra, are you doing anything? Wolf actually seems to clot and bruise and stabilize.
Yes, he does that.
Will go.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to shoot him again.
Okay, I can coup de grace him down and...
Fine, I'll coup de grace him.
Okay. So, you're using a longbow, right?
Yeah. I have a rapier.
I think a longbow is times 3 crits.
Oh, okay then.
So, roll your times 3 damage.
I rolled kind of bad.
You shoot it in the heart, and it changes to a man.
Dead man.
Yes, he's quite dead. He seems to be some sort of tribesman. You vaguely recall hearing something about someone like that coming from. Yes, he's laying there naked, but he has sort of tribal tattoos and wild hair and piercings. And he's just laying there in a sea of blood, some wolf, some werewolf, human, and horse, all mixed together. Really, the walls are splattered with it, the hay is stained with it. There's still a little bit of Arcanax hanging out of this guy's mouth.
Well, this is just a big bloody mess.
He's just dead.
Okay then. Problem solved.
Yeah, but the cradle weapon is just corpse using a dirge.
That's just weird.
I'm a druid. Dirges are what I do.
Yeah, but cradling his corpse, especially when it's so ripped open and everywhere.
He's a druid. It's what he does.
Yeah, you use bombs, sometimes in close quarters. I'm sure you've been covered with bits of tissue as well.
Sometimes. Not now.
Okay. Arcanax is dead. This strange man is dead.
But we're not dead.
That's the important
I'm sort of surprised.
I walk in all official. Can I identify him?
What is Streetwise fall under now?
Local.
Yeah.
Knowledge local?
Yeah, you have knowledge local.
I don't, but is there anything else?
I have knowledge, nobility, and royalty.
He's definitely not. Try the anthropomancy.
Okay. 17.
Okay, and also, if you have knowledge of geography,
Ooh. I do not.
I actually took that. 16.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Adalric, you know he's been here for probably about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And hasn't caused any trouble. He's been quiet, keeping to himself. He's been staying as a lodger in someone's house. Halungalung, you recognize the markings that he wears, marking him as a Kelid tribesman.
Kelid?
Yes.
Which means...
I have no idea. They're, rather savage tribes. You know, barbarians, essentially. Okay. Yeah, it's about 12:30 in the morning. You're in a stable, covered in blood, and you have 2 dead human bodies.
Well, this seems like a job for the warden to clean up.
Yes.
Well, that's a job well done.
Yeah, after you say that, after a couple minutes, some guards run in. Because they're supposed to be on patrol looking for this werewolf. One of the guards then steps back out and immediately just vomits.
Fire that man.
Why? He just gained valuable experience.
Yes, seeing people and things is nice.
Yes, he's trying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna see Dargan access the burial.
Okay.
I believe it is custom to hold an oak tree over the remains.
Yes. Okay, you pull the burial for Argonax. Are you doing that immediately?
Yes.
Okay. One carries off the carcass of his beloved Argonax. Apparently Wildo goes home and goes to bed.
I ask Halungalung if he would like a companion. Some company, will you?
Yes, I would welcome you to company.
I will also ask if he needs some company. Or more company.
Yes. Anyone is welcome to come.
Everyone but Wildo. That's two very arguments. The next morning finds city rather subdued and quiet.
But they'd be red boys to that. They don't have to worry about werewolves anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now they know they exist.
Well,
they knew before.
3 people are dead.
Yeah.
Well, 4 people are dead. One of them was a werewolf. They don't feel particularly safe right now. And they see guards in the early morning carrying out the mutilated carcasses of horses.
Should have put a tarp over those. Incompetent.
I write up a speech about how, you know, we, the leadership, have protected the people and will continue to do so.
Yes, quite you, literally. No, if you say that, they mean they gave more funding to the police force.
Yes.
Yeah.
We mean us.
Like, us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could wear my blood-stained robe if you think it will add effect.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd just be, you know, a reply.
Okay. Yes, we have a good city in mourning. Some of your friends and family are holding services for those slain by the werewolf dead.
I, of course, show up and say a few words.
Yes. Palungalum, when you go back to plant your oak tree over the grave, you see that the female wolf that Arcanax had befriended is just laying next to it.
I'll stay there a while with her.
That seems like a good spot to call it for this week.
Okay.
And you guys experience, I guess.
Hopefully.
No, never. Never, ever. Making me advise. Or, that's not very much. So you guys get 875 XP each.
Well.
Wait, how much was that?
875.
Okay.
So what's our total now?
Our total should be 1255. 12,055.
Turning off the recorder. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah.